Well, it would seem that lines for PCR testing are in disarray. Schedules for sporting competitions are in disarray. And unfortunately, it's having an impact on the A-League. How that plays out, we'll have to wait and see. As you said, Jaleesa, administrators are going to bed with one set of rules. They're waking up to a new set of rules and the impact that that had. To help us wade through that and talk about some footy, Adam Kwasnik, SEN commentator, joins us on the line. G'day, Adam.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure, mate. Where are we now? There's been an announcement within the last 24 hours with the A-League. What's happening around what is generally a really busy period, new year, especially Central Coast Mariners and an A-League round?
Yeah, well, the A-League's Commissioner, Greg O'Rourke, he came out yesterday and basically stated that they're willing to, you know, sort of play on. Obviously, we know there's a National Cabinet meeting today and that may change, but the A-Leagues are going to plan to move on. They've just got to, it's basically survival mode for the clubs. There's been so many games postponed. Moving forward, there'll be a fixture list that's going to be so congested, playing games midweek. Hopefully, they can get to play the games. The question I have is, and the problem that the clubs have, is they're losing revenue.
Yeah.
A lot of the clubs like Newcastle and the Mariners, they rely on ticket sales, and they're simply not getting it. If they move those games that have been postponed to midweek, you're not going to get the crowds that you would on a Friday or Saturday evening. So it's a bit concerning for the small clubs, but I'm happy at this point of time that the league has decided to play on, as long as everyone's safe and healthy. Get to watch A-League football on TV. It's great.
So we know it could change, but as it stands, which fixtures have we got at the moment? Because it has changed so much over the past 24 hours.
Yeah, well, there's only two games this weekend and both are on New Year's Day. There's Adelaide v Wellington and the Western Sydney Wanderers v Western United. So both those four teams are going to be playing on New Year's Day. Again, something to watch on TV, but, games that are going to be interesting to see how teams adjust with the COVID situation, but looking forward to watching both those games.
How much pressure is Carl Robinson under at Western Sydney Wanderers? If they were to lose and lose badly to Western United in that New Year's Day game, Adam, what further pressure comes on him?
Oh, it's massive,
yeah.
Jimmy. I think, he's coming up against a Western United team led by John Aloisi. John Aloisi has been in this situation before. He's felt the heat before at previous clubs.
Yeah.
So he's knowing what Carl Robinson is going through. The last time these two teams met, Western Sydney, they thumped them 5-0. So I think Carl Robinson will be wanting a repeat of that. That being said, Western United, they're a different beast this season. Their focus is on defence, and John Aloisi has got them doing really, really well despite last week's loss. As for Carl Robinson, yeah, he needs to get a win on the board, otherwise he'll be out the door.
You've been there before. You know what it's like to be an athlete in the A-League. What would it be like, though, for these players now not knowing when their fixtures are, who they're playing with? Just the athletes are so regimented and got such a routine. How would everyone be coping with that?
Yeah, it's real interesting, Jaleesa. So I think for me, as a player, you'd really want to just, when there's so many fixtures coming up, you look forward to it because basically you play, you recover, and then you basically play again. There's no real time on the training field. But now that there's games being postponed, at this point of time, the only option is to train. And I guess it's a good opportunity for players to fine-tune their skills so when they take the field, they're ready to go. It's also a good opportunity if you've got any niggling injuries. I mean, we're not too far into the season, but some clubs do have injury issues. So it's a good opportunity for them to get their rehab done and prepare for a big, January coming up full of games.
Mm. You mentioned those clubs that are under pressure with the financial strain. And it's interesting because a couple of weeks ago we were reveling in the fact that there was private equity investment into the A-League. Which are the clubs that you see, Adam, are most under stress with that?
Well, like I said, those two smaller clubs up here on the Central Coast, the Mariners, obviously the Newcastle Jets, and I'd probably say the Brisbane Roar as well. Those are the three clubs that stick out for me where they, you know, they could be struggling and relying heavily on gate revenue.
Yeah.
I spoke to one of the guys from the Central Coast Mariners during the week. He rang me to say that the New Year's game was cancelled and they just don't know where to go from there. They rely so heavily on these games and their New Year's Eve fixture is their biggest on the calendar.
Yeah.
You know, they get 10,000 plus crowd to it. They were really looking forward to it, as was the community on the Central Coast. But unfortunately, they've had to cancel. Where to for those clubs, I don't know. Hopefully, the A-Leagues can sort of maybe put some sort of package together for them to survive. But we'll just have to wait and see.
That's what they talk. You know, what are you going to use the private equity money for? Well, you don't want to use it to bail out clubs.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate part about that. But maybe they'll be forced into that. I just want to ask you, Adam, during the course of your career, do you ever pull anyone's hair when they were running into the box? That seems to have gone around the globe, hasn't it?
Adam doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would have done that.
No, I'm not saying. Well, all right, did you ever have your hair pulled? Maybe that's a better way. Because this was incredible, Sheridan Gallagher. And incredibly, it was only a yellow card. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I saw the pic, the still of it. Yeah, incredible scenes. I haven't had my hair pulled. I haven't pulled anyone's hair, but yeah, really interesting. And the fact that it was only given a yellow card, I think there was a goal scoring opportunity as well.
Yes.
So yeah, interesting times in football these days, that's for sure.
On the field, what do you who do you think will be most resilient? I know we're talking about off the field clubs struggling, but on the field, who do you think will be most resilient in getting through this period?
Yeah, well, it's probably an easy one, Jaleesa. You know, your big city teams like Melbourne City and Sydney FC, they've got, you know, unlimited resources, and I'm sure they'll use those resources to the best of their ability. So when they get back to playing pretty much, you know, regularly, their players will be ready to go. Those clubs, for me, they stand out. There's a few other clubs like, you know, MacArthur FC. They've had a fantastic start to the season, as have the Newcastle Jets. It's just going to be really interesting to see how the players adapt and adjust during this tough time. But I believe Sydney FC and Melbourne City will be there again at the business end of the season.
Was that just an early season funk? I don't know what, you know, everyone starts going, Corica, under pressure. And I'm like, what? He's won everything. But Sydney FC, last start, a couple of wins for them, making their way up the ladder. Some key players coming back and playing well. And to me, it seems like it was, you know, it was only three or four games of questionable form, and everyone seemed to jump on Sydney FC a little unfairly, I thought. What did you think, Adam?
Yeah, Jimmy, I've got to be honest, I was one of those people. those four games were so unlike Sydney FC. It was incredible viewing for me personally. You mentioned the success that Steve Corica has had. Yeah, he's obviously taken over from Graham Arnold, and he's won grand finals, he's won the league quite comfortably, and it's been done repeatedly. And we said during one of the games after they lost to the Central Coast Mariners, Paul Wade made a great comment, is it now what we're going to see what Steve Corica is really made of, given the tough start to the season that he's had. And last week against MacArthur, he's coming up against a red-hot MacArthur FC team, and he rested, well, not rested, but he made the decision to put on the bench a lot of his stars, and he threw a bunch of youngsters out there, and they went out there and delivered. And the difference was the energy out in the field. Those youngsters provided so much energy and rubbed off to the older players like Alex Wilkinson and Andrew Redmayne in goals, and they won convincingly in the end against MacArthur FC.
Oh, come on, mate. Don't let your Central Coast bias start pushing against Sydney FC. I know
it
what
is,
it's like.
Isn't
that,
it?
That little brother with big brother, all that sort of stuff. Here comes the Blue Army.
Yeah, they're red hot. The last couple of weeks have been fantastic to watch. They've been a bit of a slow burn. They're still not themselves.
Right.
But dearie me, get it together. They're going to be fantastic to watch you know, for the rest of this season.
Adam, we look forward to the couple of games on January 1. Adelaide United up against Wellington Phoenix. You got a tip for us in that one? And then the Wanderers up against Western United.
Oh, Adelaide v Wellington, 10th v 11th. I'm going to go Adelaide United at home. They're still looking for their first win of the season. They're such a proud club.
Yep.
I think they'll get the chocolates there against Wellington. As for the Wanderers v Western United, dearie me, look, I think it's time for Carl Robinson to go, and I think Western United will get another 1-0 win, which will make it their fifth 1-0 win of the season.
And Robinson out?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. I think he's got to go, and I think they need another start, another fresh start.
Oh, it's a tough school. Tough school. Good on you, Adam. Really appreciate your time this morning, mate. Enjoy listening to you across the SEN coverage of the A-League.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Adam.
Same to you, Adam Kwasnik there from the SEN commentary team. That's all thanks to Kennards Hire. Makes your job easy. Call your local branch today. And remember, Kennards Hire does make your job easy, Jaleesa. And talk to someone that's taken the Ken oath. Can I ask you, and it might not necessarily be you, but might even be you, panel operator Alex, because you're our A-League / EPL specialist here. By the way, we do have live games going on at the moment. We've got Chelsea up against Brighton and Hove Albion, and it's 0-0 after, sorry, it's 1-0 Chelsea, and we're into just about half time. Brentford and Man City, 4 minutes in there, 0-0 at the moment. I'm just looking at the A-League games. There's only two A-League games coming up, and they're on January 1.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on at exactly the same time. Can anyone explain that to me?
So the thinking behind this at the start of the season, and Jaleesa, I think you can confirm this, they wanted to push the Paramount Plus product by putting the games on Saturday night simultaneously.
Yes.
And basically providing sort of a mainstream package on their main station and then pushing the Paramount Plus coverage for people that couldn't see the other game.
Right.
So, for example, last weekend they had a Melbourne game on and Sydney FC were on Paramount Plus. So
yes.
The idea is if people are turning on for the A-League on Channel 10, that if they want to see their team playing, they have to go across to Paramount Plus, pay their subscription.
Mm. Okay.
He's bang on.
There we go. It's a money grab, is it, from Channel 10?
No.
Sorry.
No, I think it also, you've got the option to watch whichever game, you know, you can go and watch it on Paramount Plus. You can watch whatever you want on Paramount Plus
at
any point. So go to Paramount Plus.
There you go. Paramount Plus. And by the way, it is commercial television. Like, you're allowed to make money. That's actually the idea of it.
I'm not personally getting these subscriptions.
No, I'm not saying you particularly. I'm saying Paramount Plus and CBS.
I'd love to own a TV channel, Jenny, one day, but I'm not quite there yet.
I feel it's just a matter of time, Jaleesa, the way you're going. And Adam, brought to you by Sydney Trucks and Machinery, your one-stop shop. Make sure you visit stmc.com.au. That's stmc.com.au.